This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short free
question. No, the customer said he don't have it. Okay.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Geekside Customer Care, Felicia speaking. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Felicia. This is Callie with XPO. I have an SMS number for you. Just give me 1 second.
Okay, take your time, Callie.
All right, I'm ready. It is going to be 739-514-16.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. My computer a little slow, so bear with me. Okay, Kelly, can you verify the customer name and address for me?
Yes, it's for Christopher Sharpie. Address 9885 Arabian Drive, Portage, Michigan, 49002.
Okay, and what's going on with that order today?
So the technician did call in. He stated that he could not do installation due to the range was not at the store. They said it wasn't there, and the customer stated that he does not have the range. I did call the customer, and I asked him, has he reached out to Best Buy? But he said that he was working, but he was going to go up to the store to see what was going on. But I did let him know that I was going to reach out to y'all, and y'all would possibly contact him to let him know what's going on.
Yeah, because it looked like it's just been pinned and rescheduled. It says transfer order created. So let me see something real quick.
Okay.
Maybe it just didn't make it in on time or something. Let me see what date. Because it don't say it's on back order or anything like that.
Yeah.
But let me just.
It looked, because it looked like on the 15th it was rescheduled. So what I'm thinking is,
Yeah, it's not giving me no date.
Well, no, I'm seeing here, this says Best Buy says first unit had a shattered door, called the customer and informed of the next available date of January the 19th. He was disappointed for sure. That was on the 15th. Are you seeing that on your side? It was on the 15th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it looked like the first unit was damaged.
Right, and they sent it back, trying to reschedule.
Yeah. And he got rescheduled.
For
he got
reason.
Yeah.
No. And it looked like it's trying. It's not letting me schedule it again for any order. Give me one just a minute change. I don't know why. But I'll get the. What I'll do is I'm going to write this case up and I'll give you a case ID and I'm going to look forward into this, because it looked like it's just not. I don't know if we have this unit in, but it's not saying it looked like it's in, but it's just saying it's just not transferred
not
yet.
Not true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Give me 1 second and I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Okay, so I got that code for you when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's going to be 278-969-518.
All right, thanks, Felicia. Have a great day.
Okay, you do the same, and thank you for calling in to Geek Squad Customer Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.